Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 410, A Blank Slate. Trust you guys are doing well, had an excellent week. I saw a number of you this past week, even though it was via the computer monitor. Did a couple more Zoom presentations. Somebody asked, how do you find out about that? Most of the time, they are camera clubs that have invited me in, so you have to be a member of that club, I think. No one's ever said outright, and I have to be honest, I haven't thought about asking, can others just come in? But I think, the clubs, because their members pay dues, they just don't let quote-unquote guests come in unless they invite them. But I appreciate those that were at those online events for saying hello and your well wishes. So thank you guys. Well, here we are in the second week of August. Thunderstorms are still rolling through. My ops is going crazy. Luckily, knock on wood, all the fires, the spot fires that have started, the smoke jumpers and the crews have put them out. So God bless you guys for being out there and doing what you do, risking literally sometimes your life to protect our properties and our lives. So thank you. Very grateful. The weather has done a number on my photography. And the other side, I had two air-to-air photo missions this past week that were long planned. Both got scrubbed because of the storms, which is just the way it goes. That's part of, wiping off that slate. But hey, another week, more progress and more to do. Just so everybody understands, the podcast is seen in many places, or heard in many places, I should say, Spotify, et cetera. But it's always every month or every week posted on the website. There is a blog post for the podcast, and there's a podcast archive, which has everything from the very first podcast, which if you listen to it, it's good for a laugh, to the current one. So all that is there, as well as the transcript for the last, 6-8 months. Since Adobe Podcast Beta has been making them available. I'd be grateful if you have the opportunity to spread the word. You know, it's interesting to look at the trends for podcasts, not just the Moose Podcast, but all podcasts. And they kind of go up and down. And it's, there's always those that say it's the end of, like I remember the end of printed magazines back when e-mags are showing up. Well, we know what happened there. And I think podcasts will continue to flourish, but I appreciate your support and spreading the word about the Moose Podcast. I want to thank you folks. Many of you reached out on my Bear, the documentary, Land of the Giants. Appreciate you going by, watching it. Some of you have been kind enough to watch it twice. It's not a normal documentary. It's a short look at a week of the life of Kodiak brown bears in spring when they come to the flats after they've emerged from their dens. It's a special world, and it means a lot to me to be able to bring it to you, and even more that you go and watch it. Thanks ever so much. I will be in Arizona next month and Oregon in November, doing a number of presentations live in person. Hey, if you get the opportunity, come on by. Love to say hello to you, shake your hand, answer your questions. So those, as soon as I have the information, I will get it posted on my website that I can advertise it. And we have our adventures. It's cranking up again. I'll be in Monument Valley next week on what I think is the first adventure for the fall season. I know it's August, but I just got done with, almost 6 weeks of what we think of as a summer break. And so it's time to crank them up. They're on the website. We'd love to have you folks join us. have a number of new people, and I'm excited about all you new folks signing up to join us the rest of this year. I love my core folks, but I love to meet new people. It means new challenges. And to be honest with you, you ask questions that a lot of the people who've been on a number of adventures had asked when they first joined, but they kind of forget the answers. That's just human, just being a photographer. So you new folks, you kind of bring life to some of the old folks. So have a chance. Come and join the adventure. We have a lot of fun. The blank slate. When we first start out in photography, we are often a real blank slate. We literally go into a camera store with nothing, right? Except for, you know, money, which we often leave with none of that. But we have all these beautiful boxes of really great aroma camera gear that we then start this process. So a blank slate, in some ways, is a good thing. It means that nothing's carved in stone yet. We have no bad habits. We have nowhere to go but up. On the flip side, if you've been shooting for a long time could be, you know, defined as anything you want, then all of a sudden, a blank slate is like a vast empty hole where all of a sudden the motivation, the passion, the intensity all of a sudden just kind of almost, I don't want to say evaporates, but gets to such a dull sound that it's not driving us forward to go out and shoot more. It's kind of like in a very very similar way, especially from the creative sense, writer's block, where you want to tell a story. You sit down back in the day at a typewriter with a blank sheet of paper, and you sit down to type out your story, and the paper stays blank. Now, I could have said a blank sensor, right? Because that'd been, you know, more accurate for our you know, digital photography days, or a blank viewfinder. But I knew that all of a sudden people go, oh, something broke, and they listen, and it'd be the no. We're talking about the creative juices coming to a trickle rather than a flood, to motivating ourselves to get out and shoot when perhaps, you know, here it is August. It's hot some places. Some places really wet. Some places really windy. Most places really kind of not great light. So you look out there in these conditions, you're like, yeah, not today. And then you do it tomorrow and the next day. And all of a sudden, it can be really hard to wipe that slate and fill it with creativity. I know it is for myself. So here's just a couple of things that, you know, I think about when it hits. And yes, it hits me as well. You know, it's I thought, for example, that this past week I was going to have not one but two air missions with some really great aircraft that I had never been with in the air, and I was looking forward to. I even had articles set up and done all my research and started writing the articles for both these shoots, only to have them go poof. Now, last week I was, you know, mentally getting ready to go out and do that. I was getting the gear out, sensors clean, checking through the notes, everything I need to do, brushing up the old brains, you know, practicing hand-holding even more rigorously than I normally do. And then, poof, rug pulled out from underneath me, which that's part of the process. And that's what, in my case, brings up a blank slate, because then it's like, okay, now what am I going to do? To the point where all of a sudden I'm looking at, there's been some really cool bug photography. And with the heat right now and with so much stuff hatching, some of it annoying, some of it photographic, I thought, okay, I'll busy myself and I'll sit there and see if I can do some bug photography, which then all of a sudden, you know, I'm like, okay, now I have to kind of change gears and lenses and lighting. And then all of a sudden, you know, the deer start playing again. I was like, okay, good. Whew. Don't have to go to the bugs right away. I'll go work the deer. But then they move through and they're good for 10, 15 minutes. And then crickets again. That blank slate can be really hard to push through. You know, if you work a 9-to-5 job and you have that life thing to do, squeezing in photography, especially when you haven't done it for a while and you don't have, and here's the heart of the matter, you don't have a really kind of marvelous last experience to go, oh, I was out 3 weeks ago and I got this, that a shot. You're all excited. You still look at it. If you don't have that motivation to get out and to populate that blank slate can be a challenge. So the first thing I recommend is that you simply just put the camera in your hands and do some basic practicing. Just practice handholding technique. First thing, just kind of get the mind and the body in that tactile memory going to kind of, you could say limber up, warm up, motivate up. Okay. And then 9 times out of 10, okay, maybe 8 times out of 10, maybe I'm being too positive here. But anyway, in that basic hand holding technique, and what I do is I move and look around at different things. And in that process, a lot of the time, something will click in the head. A flash of light will go through the viewfinder. A subject might all of a sudden come in, snap into focus. And then, okay, you're off for the races. That's one way to do it. What's another way? Well, last night and tonight is the height of the, I should have written it down. It starts with a P. Anyway, the meteorite shower. Okay. Now, I realize that some live in a city where seeing these meteorite showers can be a challenge, but you know, it's kind of can be a really simple thing to go in and just, okay, I'm going to go to where the skies are darker and I can work the meteorite showers. So there's the first way of starting to get the slate, you know, to populate with something. Because now you have to think about, okay, where do you want to drive to? It's going to be late at night. I want to take some refreshments. I take a chair. Take my spouse, a friend. Maybe we'll take a couple of photography friends. We'll make a fun evening of it. We'll go out to X, Y, or Z, and we'll set up. We'll put out the chairs. Okay, cool. Now, what do I need for exposure? What do I need for camera gear? What do I need for batteries? What do I need for lenses? And what happens there? Then all of a sudden, what? Then you start, the juice is going. And there's times where the mind just and the creativity just starts to slow down enough that you just need to give it a bit of a jump start. You know, connect that battery up, turn over that key again, and go. What other possibility ways of do you have it to removing that blank slate issue? Well, believe it or not, talking to a friend who's a photographer and seeing what they're up to can often break that dam. Going to a presentation and seeing other people's photographs can break that dam. Going to an exhibit at a gallery or a coffee shop or a museum can often kickstart things. Going to a local event, a farmer's market, a parade, a rodeo, county fair, any and all of those things can break the dam. None of these really involve spending much money. Another way of breaking the dam, which I'm a little hesitant to recommend, but it works almost every time, is to go buy a new piece of gear. But I would recommend that you don't go buy a piece of gear, because it's kind of like that advice they give, you know, don't go grocery shopping when you're hungry. Well, going into a camera store with a blank slate, you can buy things you really, especially at the end of the day, don't need. So go rent. Go rent. You're going to spend a little bit of money, but whatever you rent, it's going to be fun and you'll have some time with it. And then if it works out, then you know you can formulate a plan to finances and use it and go out and have fun with it. And if it doesn't work, you still have the fun and you save a bunch of coin. And if you think about it, you probably have already some mechanisms in which you can wipe that blank slate off and fill it with goodness. One of the things that I do it a bit in the wintertime when getting out is just not as convenient as it is, you know, other times, is I go back into my files. And in this day and age, I know one person, a really good friend, who wanted to kind of, I'm not going to say relive a past adventure, but he wanted to share it with others. And it's not really convenient to carry around an iPad and just, you know, it's fun to see people's, you know, expressions when they see photographs and kind of, you know, elaborate on stories the photographs might tell. But he wanted to go further. And so he went and made a book. And it's gotten pretty darn easy and in the photographic world, relatively inexpensive to self-publish some books. He made a couple dozen and then he sent them off to people. And in this process, he looked at his old photographs. So he got to relive those memories. And that's what photography is all about. He got to be creative because he organized the contents of the book, you know, from page one to the end. And then he got to share his photographs, which is a whole new high. And then he got the response from those people who got the books. So there are ways of doing it out there. I guess the most important thing to understand is if you're facing that blank slate, that empty page of paper, no, you're not alone. There's plenty of us out here that do it plenty of times. So it's something that happens that you can photographically move forward. And the best part is that when you do, you know, on the other side, you're going to be a better photographer, probably a little bit better person. So that it just shouldn't be as scary, that blank slate. You guys have a great, great week. Get out there and shoot. And remember to make every click your story.